Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imenc.org, for July 20th to 26th, 2013. Israelis and Palestinians will have their first meeting in years next week with American sponsorship. In the meantime, Israeli military and settler assaults against Palestinian civilians continue in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. This week, protests were organized in the villages of Nabi Saleh, Bil'in, Na'lin, Central West Bank, and Al-Masara village in Southern West Bank. IMEMC's Salam Qumsiyya with the details.
At the villages of Bil'in and Na'lin, residents and their international and Israeli supporters managed to reach the wall. Israeli troops stationed at the illegal wall shot tear gas at protesters. Many civilians were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In Na'lin, tear gas bombs caused fire that damaged some olive trees nearby, owned by local farmers. Meanwhile, at the nearby village of Nabi Saleh, Israeli soldiers attacked the villagers and their supporters before leaving the village. Soldiers also used tear gas against unarmed protesters. Later, troops invaded the village and fired tear gas into residents' homes. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Elsewhere, at the southern West Bank village of Al-Masara near Bethlehem, Israeli troops stopped the villagers and their supporters at the village entrance, then forced them back using rifle butts and buttons to push people back. Troops also kidnapped one local youth as they forced people back. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Salam Qumsiyya.
This week, Palestinian government sources announced that meeting involving Israelis and Palestinians will be held in Washington soon. IMEMC's Rami El-Maghari has more.
Local media sources suggested this week that Washington will sponsor next week the first meeting between Israelis and Palestinians with the aim of reviving stalled peace process between Israelis and Palestinians. The meeting will be a part of U.S.'s efforts to push the peace process forward. Meanwhile, the same sources suggested that Israel will likely release a number of Palestinian prisoners as a goodwill gesture. Palestinians have been demanding Israel to release veteran prisoners from Israeli jails before the peace talks are resumed. Repeated visits by U.S.'s Secretary of State John Kerry have so far failed to bring both parties back together to the negotiations table. In another news, the ruling Hamas party in Gaza denied Egyptian accusations to Hamas that the party has been involved in underway unrest across Egypt. The party's spokesperson, Sami Abu Zuhri, considered those accusations as an indication that Egypt is going to repudiate regional obligations. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Mirari in Gaza.
This week, the Israeli army conducted at least 50 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and Gaza. During these attacks, Israeli soldiers left one civilian injured and kidnapped at least 25 Palestinians, including four children. IMEMC's Ghassan Bannoura reports.
This week, Israeli army invasions and kidnappings of Palestinian civilians were focused in the cities of Jenin, northern West Bank, Ramallah, central West Bank, as well as Bethlehem and Hebron in the south. On Thursday, a Palestinian young man was injured when Israeli soldiers stationed at the northern borders of the Gaza Strip opened fire at him. Local sources reported that a Palestinian young man was working at the town of Beit Hanun near the borders with Israel when soldiers opened fire at him and injured him. Medical sources said that he sustained bullet wounds in his legs and was moved to a local hospital for treatment, where doctors described his injuries as moderate. Also on Thursday, dozens of families of Palestinian detainees held by the Israeli army at the Nafha prison have been denied family visits after a young Palestinian woman refused to be strip-searched by soldiers. The soldiers ordered the young woman to remove her clothes to be strip-searched, but she refused. One of her relatives tried to defend her, but the soldiers violently attacked him. Witnesses said that soldiers demanded dozens of women, mothers, wives and sisters of detainees to be strip-searched, but they refused and were forced back home. A total of 3 buses loaded with families of detainees in Nafha have been forced to return home without visiting their beloved ones, local sources said. On Wednesday, right-wing extremist Israeli settlers invaded Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem's Old City under the protection of Israeli police officers. Residents said that settlers stormed the Muslim holy place and toured inside as soldiers detained religious students who were studying inside. Earlier in the week, an Israeli army court decided on Monday to extend the detention of Mu'min al-Attili for 8 days and revoked his rights to see his lawyer. Al-Attili is a Palestinian judge from Attil village near the northern West Bank city of Tul Karim. He was kidnapped on Sunday by Israeli troops manning a military checkpoint between his village and Tul Karim city. The army gave no reason for detaining Al-Attili. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for July 20th to 26th, 2013, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please keep visiting our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for being with us. This week's report has been brought to you by IMEMC staff and me, George Rishmael.